on peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On s'embrasse?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
So we're comfortable in the couch.
Monsieur Hulot?
Non, 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 okay.
Don't be so modest.
Tonight, words seem inadequate. In musicals, that's when we do a song. So, heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. I'm gonna let you in on the secret of being a good director. If it's a musical, for the songs, you get George and Ira Gershwin, or Arthur Freed and Herb Brown, or Leonard Bernstein and Conrad and Green. Then you cast Cary Grant, or Audrey Hepburn, Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, Sophia Loren, Richard Burton, Rex Harrison, Gregory Peck, Elizabeth Taylor, Burt Reynolds, Gene Hackman, or Frank Sinatra.
Stanley Donen avait fait tourner tous ses grands acteurs. Il a rejoint son complice Gene Kelly au paradis des Entertainers jeudi dernier. On pense à lui en faisant quelques charades, quelques claquettes sous la pluie. Bonsoir à tous et bienvenue dans Certains l'MFIP, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula. Programmation musicale Pierre-François, mixage Michael Simon. Aujourd'hui, Robert Mitchum.
My grandfather was able to relax and enjoy himself when he was out with friends and or in the studio.
Let me tell the story, I can tell it all, about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, son he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town, the revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, quenched the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, the federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, they'd get him sure his fate. Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof, you're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances, if you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than pull that mountain dew.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screened by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, the mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst.
The law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first. Law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first.
Thunder, thunder, thunder told.
Sang a lot at the house. He was very happy when he was at home, and so he would whistle and sing and hum and play music and sing along with it, which was nice. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Mitchum, The Ballad of Thunder Road dans Certalem Phipp, puis Carrie Mitchum, sa petite fille. Oui, Mitchum était un sacré acteur, mais aussi un amateur et un chanteur de calypso, de country et de jazz, comme nous allons le savourer dans cette émission. À l'occasion de la sortie, mercredi prochain, du documentaire Nice Girls Don't Stay for Breakfast, dont Phipp est partenaire, nous avons rencontré Carrie Mitchum et Bruce Weber, réalisateur du film qui avait déjà filmé Chet Baker dans Let's Get Lost. Il renouvelle avec bonheur le genre de biopic dans cette balade jazzy en noir et blanc mélangeant archives de films du grand Bob, interviews désopilantes et séances d'enregistrement avec Marianne Faithfull, Ricky Lee Jones et Dr. John. Robert Mitchum s'appelle lui-même le dernier des Mohicans. Cette tribu des John Wayne, Steve McQueen ou Clint Eastwood qui trimballent leur féminité au bout d'un flingue, tendre, viril et beau à mourir. Sous les yeux des génies Raoul Walsh, Vincente Minnelli, Nicolas Ray, David Lean ou Jim Jarmusch, Mitchum a eu toutes les femmes dans ses bras et à ses pieds, revenant pourtant jusqu'à la fin au seul cœur de son épouse. Dans Nice Girls Don't Stay for Breakfast, nous le découvrons en homme encore debout, toujours animé du désir de créer, de chanter, de séduire. Comme nous l'explique Bruce Weber, c'est après avoir rencontré son acteur préféré au cours d'une séance photo pour Vanity Fair qu'il commença d'abord à le fréquenter avant d'oser lui demander de participer à un documentaire sur sa vie.
Bob was my favorite actor. I had always wanted to make a film about an actor. And I thought about Jimmy Stewart, I thought about Gregory Peck. But it was Bob who really stuck in my head. When I went to photograph Bob for Vanity Fair, it was really the first time that I met him. And I didn't ask him then if he would do a film. He probably would have never spoken to me again. But the more and more I knew Bob, the less and less I became afraid of him. And he was just that kind of guy. When you had his word, it was okay, it was okay.
Good evening, I'm Dr. Marsh.
I'm Harriet Lang. Come in, Dr. Marsh.
Thank you.
What do you have to drink?
Nothing, thank you.
I like that song. Sometimes I just let it play. I wanted to meet you. I'm embarrassing you.
No, you're not embarrassing me, Mrs. Lang. I'm just tired. I'm operating tomorrow morning at 7.
They always warn you about solitary drinking, but they never tell you how to get people to stay up and drink with you.
I'm sorry you're lonely, Mrs. Lang.
I didn't say I was lonely. I haven't been sleeping and...
Well, I think you'll sleep tonight.
Good night, Dr. Marsh.
Good night, Mrs. Lang.
Love me, love me. Say you do. Let me fly away with you. For my love is like the wind, and wild is the wind. Give me more than one. Satisfy this hungerness, for we're creatures of the wind, and wild is the wind. The wind, wild is my love. Thank you.
when I went to college, I traveled around with two albums. I'm proud to say vinyl, and I still collect vinyl. And one was Let's Get Lost by Chet Baker, and then the other album was the Robert Mitchum Sings Calypso.
Almost blue, almost doing things we used to do. There's a girl here and she's almost you, almost all the things that you promised with your eyes. I see in hers too now. It named me as a fool who only aimed to be almost blue, almost touching it will almost do. There's a part of me that's always true, always, all the things that you promised with your eyes, I see in hers too. Now your eyes are from crying, almost blue, almost you, almost blue.
Secure from all alarms.
What's wrong with John? He hates the stranger. That's curious. Everyone else in Precepts Landing finds him wonderful and shining with righteousness. Everyone else knows Preacher as a man of the Lord. But John senses upon his evil tattooed hands the scent of greed, the scent of evil, the scent of murder. But is it fair of John to be so selfish? Not to want his pretty widowed mother to be charmed and courted by such a suitor. Lonely, widowed Willa, pretty Willa.
Thank you.
trying to take care of her poor orphaned lambs. An impudent, sassy John hates the charming stranger who would help her.
Robert Mitchum, Wild is the Wind dans Certain Phip, puis Chet Baker, Almost Blue dans Let's Get Lost. Deux artistes caressés par Bruce Weber, puis un extrait du film le plus célèbre de Mitchum, La Nuit du Chasseur de Charles Laughton, où les mots love et hate sont tatoués sur les phalanges de ses poings. Un rôle unique pour un film unique qui n'a rencontré à l'époque de sa sortie qu'incompréhension de la part du public et même de la critique. François Truffaut était passé à côté avant de devenir un film culte quelques années plus tard et dont Serge Danet pensait qu'il était le premier objet cinéphile, très cultivé et complètement innocent. C'est qu'il en aura fallu de l'audace pour tourner dans ce film empruntant à l'expressionnisme allemand et aux lumières de Stanley Cortez, le chef opérateur d'Orson Welles. Mitchum nous ensorcelle avec délicatesse avant que nous comprenions sa dangerosité et son vice. C'est un conte, une parabole, un cauchemar. Alors pourquoi Charles Laughton n'a-t-il pas réalisé un second film ? Mais parce qu'il est mort, a dit un jour Mitchum en blaguant, éludant le fait qu'il a profondément aimé ce film qui lui rappelait son enfance dans les années 30 et ce rôle d'un homme au bout du rouleau et prêt à tout. Une âme damnée.
The Bob that I knew was never at the end of his rope. You know, Bob had this inner soul. I think when he was a kid and he was running away from home all the time, I think he was an old soul. His love of women and music and just naturally having a good time in life, like simple pleasures. So he was like an old soul in that way.
Absolutely captured my grandfather brilliantly, and so it's such an exciting film for me to see because it's very raw, it's very truthful, and he just did such a great job. It makes me cry every time, actually.
Why?
Because I miss my grandfather.
Well, before volatility hit the rocks with great agility, either because of income or incompatibility.
Great.
Not bad. That's the time when I'm in low. Are you fond of boxing, dear? Kindly tell me so. Yes, I'm fond of boxing, dear, but in the morning, no. No.
Yes,
I think it's a very clever lyric. I like the first, you know, the intro. Love affairs among gentility hit the rack with great agility, either because of income or incompatibility.
No.
But in the morning, forget it.
I'll just sing it with you while you sing it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Heaven.
I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing, when we're out together dancing, when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
That's it.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, very well.
Nice girls don't stay for breakfast. That's what they all say. From New York to Rome, Emily Post would surely say to her host, I've dug the evening the most, but please take me home. Nice girls don't stay for breakfast, and I'm a nice girl. You know that I am. If you're impressed with these words I professed, I have just one small request. Pass the jam, please. Pass the jam.
CinemaScope flames to furious new heights of drama and emotion when Monroe meets Mitchum. Only yesterday, she was the honky-tonk dancer, the gambler's doll, the sultry ballad singer. But today, she was a woman in love, following her man through the most savage wilderness in all the Americas.
The Indians call it the River of No Return. From here on, you'll find out why.
Right, lie down on your face. Come on, come on.
Sometimes it's peaceful, and sometimes wild and free. Love is a traveler on the River of No.
Ricky Lee Jones, puis Nice Girls Don't Stay for Breakfast par Julie London, à laquelle Bruce Weber emprunte le titre de son documentaire. Et Marilyn et Mitchum, enfin vedette de La rivière sans retour d'Otto Preminger dans Certains Lemphip. La liste des femmes auxquelles il a fait tourner la tête est à la hauteur de son talent, immense, insatiable. Ava Gardner confiait « Si j'avais pu l'attirer dans mon lit, je l'aurais fait. Toutes celles qui ont joué avec lui » en sont tombées amoureuses. À cause de sa beauté, cette façon bien à lui de rire avec les yeux, mais aussi de son charisme, son humour, sa culture, car Mitchum était un lecteur avisé, écrivant des poésies entre les prises des tournages. La seule pour laquelle j'aurais pu quitter ma femme, c'est Shirley MacLaine, sa partenaire de Deux sur la balançoire, dont nous écoutons la musique d'André Previn, et qu'il avait d'ailleurs bien cerné, le résumant d'une seule phrase, Mitchum, c'est un poète. Mais avec une hache. Dans le documentaire de Weber, l'une de ses anciennes maîtresses raconte que Deborah Kerr l'avait aussi énormément accroché. On communiquait très très bien l'âge Mitchum. On le faisait même par téléphone. Mais quoi donc ? Communiquer. Did he teach you, your grandfather?
Oh, he taught me not to care about what other people think. And that's a really important lesson, especially for a girl, because we go through life so preoccupied with our image and if you're liked by other people and how you look. And he really taught me to be so confident in myself that I don't care.
Jerry Ryan. We met yesterday at Oscar's party, in a way.
Jeff?
I lit your cigarette. You thought I was at the wrong party?
No, you're the one with the hat that didn't say anything.
You must know some pretty talkative hats.
Oversexed?
Well, I think you're kind of a mixed-up vessel. Calmly considered, I'd say your bottom was tops.
Oh, for God's sake, I had a room of my own in the village at 16. What do you think, to play potsy? be scared for your own reasons.
Now, everything I say, you say just like me right after. That's all there is to it.
Well's a spinster, nigh to a bachelor. In between lives foolish pride. Long his beard and gray her tresses, knowing not what happiness is. Thus they live there, side by side. In the churchyard, now they are laid to rest, buried with them foolish pride, lonely graves and granite headed, grave and only died unwedded. So they lie there my side. Rachel, Rachel, we sat the clock around, lost in our shadows and waiting for the morning star. As dawn yawned across the meadow, then you answered, I will wed you. Rachel, Rachel, a soaring lark echoed back your name. As dawn yawned across the meadow, then you answered, I will wed you. Rachel, Rachel, a soaring lark echoed back your name.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Trinidad Lady. Fasten your safety belts.
I've been kissed before. Arms have held me fast. You can tell by my kiss you were the first, and you won't be the last. With heart and soul I kiss them and file the memory under M. Tomorrow if I miss them, that may be the only time I think about them. I've been kissed before. Only fools tell when. I was born to be kissed, to kiss and be kissed, and I'll be kissed again. A heart is broken nightly, a smile that they misunderstood. Unless you treat it lightly, you'd better be going while the going is good. Many loves have I. You were just one more. But someday I'll be kissed, and maybe I'll doubt that I've been kissed before, that I've been loved before. On the day that I'm kissed, I'll even deny that I've been kissed before. But someday I'll be kissed, and maybe I'll doubt that I've been kissed before, that I've been loved before. On the day that I'm kissed, I'll even deny that I've been. kiss before.
Robert Mitchum chantait Rachel's Wood, puis Rita Hayworth, I've Been Kissed Before, dans Certain MFIP. Elle est la partenaire de Mitchum dans L'Enfer des Tropiques de Robert Parrish, qui organise le retour de la femme la plus désirée des années 40 devant les caméras avec Jack Lemmon et Mitchum. C'est à l'occasion de ce film, dont les extérieurs sont tournés dans les Caraïbes, que l'acteur enregistre en mars 1957 un disque de calypso à sa façon, décontracté, nonchalante et pleine d'humour, car au fond, comme le confie Bruce Weber, la musique est le lien qui unit toutes les facettes de Mitchum, celle en tout cas qui lui permet d'exprimer son romantisme.
Isn't it amazing how music relates to your whole life, I think. By that I mean is that Bob really found that romantic side of himself in music. That's why I chose the songs that I did. He sings really well, like, you know, old southern ballads and gospel and all this kind of songs, but I felt that those really standard songs that that he loved so much really connected to him.
Bravo, 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 bravo. In the USA, the teenager have the country in confusion. In the USA, the teenager have the country in confusion. Rock and rolling all of the time, have the parents out of their mind. Parents liking Liberace, kids is liking Elvis Presley.
Bravo, bravo.
So they rock and rolling night and day, bouncing up and down in the way they do. The parents shaking their head and say, what is this generation coming to? All the parents say their children will grow up to be delinquents. So if the children only dance to the rock and roll and the calypso, parents tell them they should only like the opera and symphony. But the young kids are too busy digging Mr. Belafonte.
Bravo, bravo.
So they rock and roll in night and day, bouncing up and down in the way they do. The parents shaking their head and say, what is this generation coming to? When the kids is bouncing up to the jukebox like the monkeys and frogs, all the newspapers, they say that the teenagers going to the dogs. But the kids don't go to the dogs, that's the truth and these are the facts. All the girls is changing to chicks, all the fellows changing to cats.
Bravo, bravo.
So they rock and roll in night and day, bouncing up and down in the way they do. They bow and shake in the head and say, what is this generation coming to?
Bravo, bravo, bravo.
Acapulco, sleeping in the bay.
Acapulco, wake up and greet the day. Time to tell the guitars and sleepy-eyed stars to be on their way. It's such a beautiful morning for a holiday. Hey, now come on, you old sleepy head. See the sky turning red, and you're still in bed.
Acapulco,
Acapulco, look, here comes the sun. Acapulco, it's a day for fun. I can't wait till I meet your sweet senoritas, kiss everyone. This is no time for siesta, this is time for fun. I can't wait till I meet your sweet senoritas, kiss everyone. This is no time for siesta, this is time for fun. This is no time for siesta, this is time for fun. This is no time for siesta, this is time for fun. It's not time for siesta, this is time for fun.
Le calypso, selon Robert Mitchum dans Certalem Fip, puis Elvis, dont il était l'ami intime, et qu'il avait choisi pour tenir le rôle principal de Thunder Road, film sur les bootleggers du Tennessee qu'il avait financé et écrit le scénario. Mais l'affaire ne s'est pas faite à cause du manager d'Elvis, le fameux colonel Parker qui n'a pas su renvoyer l'ascenseur. Parce que s'il s'est intéressé au jeune King, c'est quand même sur les conseils du couple Mitchum. Bon, profitant de cet amour pour la musique de l'acteur, Bruce Weber organise en 93 une session d'enregistrement dans les légendaires studios Capitol, où avaient travaillé Count Basie, qu'on écoute, Sinatra et des centaines de musiciens de jazz, une manière pour Weber d'emmener Mitchum à se livrer un peu plus au contact de Marianne Faithfull et Dr. John.
All the musicians were really happy to meet Bob and kind of nervous. We were able to get a couple of guys who played some sessions with Sinatra in the same studio. I had learned a little bit about filming while recording music for when we made Let's Get Lost. It's a very traumatic thing to do. But I knew that by Bob singing, he would show more of himself than he would as a character in a movie. When we started filming the recording sessions, Bob said to me, I don't know any of these songs. I've never seen these musical sheets. I said, Bob, I sent it to you. The line producer sent it to you. John Lefwich, the arranger, sent it to you. So I know you got it. No, I don't know. When he started singing with musicians, he had it all prepared in his head. You know, he really knew what he was doing.
To the carnival,
take her on all the rides.
Cause down the shore everything's all right. You and your baby on a Saturday night. You know all my dreams come true. Oh, and I'm walking down the street with you. She thrills me with all her charms. Oh, when I'm wrapped up in my baby's arm. My little girl, she gives me everything. I know that someday she will wear my ring. So don't bother me, I got no time. I'm on my way to see that girl of mine. Cause nothing matters in this old wide world. When you're in love with a Jersey girl.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. 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 Sha-la-la-la, I'm in love with a Jersey girl. I see you on the street, you're looking so tired. Baby, on the job, you look uninspired. Come to take you out to eat. You line all dressed up and fast asleep. And in the bathroom, put your makeup on. That little brat drop her off in mom. Know a place where the dancing's free. Now, baby, can't you come on with me?
Cause down the shore, everything's alright. You and your baby on a Saturday night. Nothing matters in this whole wide world when you're in love with a Jersey girl.
Funny thing, I look at you, I get a thrill I never knew. Isn't it a pity we never met before?
Here we are at last, it's like a dream, the two of us. A perfect team. Isn't it a pity we never met before? Imagine all the lonely years we've wasted. You with the neighbors.
Dennis Hopper once asked me, how did you get Bob to do this? And I said, you know, we talked to him at a time when he wasn't working. I think he was happy to have people around him.
Happiest of men, I'm sure to be.
I came to Bob with all these aspirations, but I ultimately stuck with this film because there is a whole generation of people who don't know anything about Bob.
Mitchum et Dr. John reprenant Jersey Girl de Tom Waits dans Certain Lame Fip, puis Marianne Faithfull et Bob en studio dans le documentaire de Bruce Weber Nice Girls Don't Stay for Breakfast qui suit Mitchum au long cours durant les années 90. Les sessions chez Capitol sont restées inédites jusqu'à aujourd'hui. Elles capturent l'acteur en toute coulitude, chantant avec des amis enveloppés d'un nuage de fumée, riant avec le docteur du blues ou taquinant avec gentillesse son alter ego féminin à la voix chaude et grave, Marianne Faithfull.
I said, Marianne, you want to come and sing with Bob Mitchum? And she said, yes, in that raspy voice. Marianne's a lot like, she's like the female version of Bob, you know? And she's happiest when she's with a good-looking guy, and she's happy when she's with music. It was funny. I said, Bob, maybe don't wear your glasses so I see your eyes. He'd wear those huge glasses, you know. I think he wore those huge glasses so you wouldn't find out what he was thinking.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play, smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground. I sit and watch as tears go by. Day.
I sit and watch the children play, doing things I used to do. They think on you. I sit and watch as tears go by.
Reminds me of a time when I was a kid and my parents weren't getting along and they were about to get a divorce. My mother would pick me up from school at 3 o'clock sharp and drive to a bar off the highway near our home in Pennsylvania to meet her boyfriend. I would sit at the bar with my algebra and history and English books to do my homework. There would be all these guys sitting at the bar watching sports or the news on TV. Sometimes they would help me with my assignments, and they always reminded me a lot of Robert Mitchum. They were big guys, very athletic, with huge, rough hands and deep, whiskey voices. I think the way I look at men in photographs came from that time a little bit, from spending afternoons with all those guys.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance, you go to my head. You go to my head.
he was really open as a person, you know. He really, like, loved women. In fact, most of his friends were women. He's one of the few men that I knew that didn't really have a bunch of buddies hanging out with him. And he'd rather be with a bunch of ladies just sitting there and sipping bourbon.
Oh, this is a coincidence.
Yes, it is. American music.
No, I've been here for 2 nights.
Thinking?
No, just waiting.
I haven't been lonely. Bourbon?
As you suggested.
Thank you, sir.
I've been sitting here for 3 hours. I thought the guy was going to break out with Melancholy Baby.
You know, you're a curious man.
You're going to make every guy you meet a little bit curious.
It's not what I mean. You don't ask questions. You don't even ask me what my name is.
All right, what's your name?
Kathy.
I like it.
Or where I come from?
I'm thinking about where we're going.
Don't you like it in here?
I'm just not ready to settle down.
Shall I take you somewhere else?
You're going to find it very easy to take me anywhere.
You know, I'm a much better guy than Jose Rodriguez. Want to try me?
My grandfather, it was nice to watch him sort of being just a guy.
Please cuddle up and don't be blue. Fears a foolish fancy, maybe, baby. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have silver lining. Just wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too. The sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be.
Thank you.
conclure, certains l'aiment fip un extrait de La Griffe du passé de Jacques Tourneur, l'un des plus beaux films noirs des années 40, l'un des plus émouvants de Mitchum aussi, qui tire sa référence en 97, après un dernier tour de piste en majesté avec Jarmusch et Johnny Depp dans Dead Man. « Tu es un imposteur », lui lance un jour Howard Hawks. « Mais pourquoi ? Tu fais semblant de te foutre de tout, mais tu es le plus grand bosseur que je connaisse. » Ok. Mais que ça reste entre nous, s'il te plaît, réplique Mitchum. Inutile de vous dire qu'on vous recommande chaudement Nice Girls Don't Stay for Breakfast de Bruce Weber, qui sort mercredi prochain, un magnifique film dont Fip est partenaire. À noter aussi que le SoFilm de ce mois-ci ouvre ses colonnes à Mitchum et James Caan, partenaire de John Wayne dans Eldorado d'Howard Hawks. Allez, une fois n'est pas coutume, offrons le dernier mot à Pierre Desproges.
Robert Mitchum se souvient. Le plus beau jour de ma vie, c'était vendredi dernier. On a arrêté le tournage 2 heures plus tôt que prévu. Bien sûr, chez cet homme, il y a un goût prononcé pour la provocation. La provocation dont Brecht a dit qu'après tout, elle n'était peut-être qu'une façon abrupte de remettre la réalité sur ses pieds. Peut-être qu'il a une vraie pudeur qu'il pousserait à montrer son cul pour cacher son cœur. Peut-être qu'il est lucide. Ça expliquerait qu'il boive.
Un grand merci à ceux qui nous ont aidés à préparer cette émission, Carrie Mitchum, Nathalie Farnier, Bruce Weber et toute l'équipe de Michel Bernstein, ainsi que Camille Péot, stagiaire enthousiaste qui aime le cinéma et les beaux hôtels parisiens. Vous pouvez réécouter, podcaster cette émission sur fip.fr. La semaine prochaine, un autre grand amateur de Frank Sinatra, le cinéaste égyptien Youssef Chahine.
J'aime le Caire si profondément que quand on me pose la question « comment ?», je me trouve recherchant les mots. Les moments les plus doux de mon existence, les vers les plus beaux que j'ai connus. Comment je t'aime, laisse-moi énumérer les manières. Comme un Français aime Paris, évidemment. Mais moi, tu vois, moi c'est les gens que j'aime, pas les pierres. J'aime ceux qui aiment vivre sans déranger l'autre.
Non, no more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!